Nagidvach. We're up to part two of our Kais. Tonight we hope to finish Siman Kavav. It'll be end of the winter's man. We'll talk about after Pesach, after this year. The Medrash says, actually it's the Mechilta says in Parshas Mishpatim, Rabbi Shimon Oime, Maro Dinim Lekadim Lechol Mitzvah Shebetayra. What is the reason why the Rabbanu Shalom Eila Mishpatim, right after Kabbalah Satoya, the first inyanim they learned was Eila Mishpatim, all about Chayshim Mishpat Dinim. What was the reason why Dinim took precedence over all the other mitzvahs of Torah? So Shimon says, Shadin Min Adam L'Chaveroi, when a person has a din with his chava, when there's a dispute, Tis Tachris B'Neim. There's ill will, there's a tachris b'neim, there's a fight. But once nisek adin, then nasek shalom b'neim. But once there's a psak din, then there's shalom b'neim. He goes on to explain other inyonim. But the concept is that this took precedence, this was more choshev, more important, because first we got to, you know, if they're dealing with a problem with actors, it's a problem with tachris in Klal Yisrael, you have the halachas, you have the dinim, that takes care of the tachris. Means the purpose of going to a din Torah is to settle any dispute. Instead of bearing a grudge on somebody, either not going to the din Torah and holding him liable in your mind, your purpose is to go to a din Torah and you take care of the problem. If you win, gevaldik. If you lose, also gevaldik. As long as it's, you know, in some kakatar sasegis, there's no more shaila, there's no more ill will. There's a definite difference, there's a clear difference, there's a distinction between going to a Bezin Shal Yisrael and going to Arkois, Lagabi this halacha. Very often we find people end up, Rachman al Tzolan, in court. There's no time, because if you lose in court, you feel that you were cheated and the judge was in a bad mood that day, he had something against you, whatever it was. And if you win in court, even if you're very happy, Taka, that you won, but the mice is the lachluchis of a Yiddishkeit that's in the person, the pintle of Yid that's left in the person, knows that he did the wrong thing. He went to our kois, he got something, shaloy al pi halacha, even if it's granted the same thing al pi chukka Yisrael, which he doesn't even know. But he got something shaloy al pi halacha, he got something through the hanhaga of the Arkois, through even Seichel Anushi. But Seichel Anushi is fraught not the Rabbanu Shalom, not Chukei HaTorah. So when a person wins in court, he has a bad taste, is when eventually it's going to haunt him, eventually gnaws on his conscience, that maybe he has money, shaloy kedin, maybe the money came to gazel, maybe he has no right to this money. Yes, it's true that the goy, the judge, paskin like him, but nevertheless, that's all gebayt on Seichel Anush. Even if the judge followed the practices, followed the din of the Malchus Adina, but Alpha Pekin, it was all, what is it all? It's the chain is the strongest, weakest link. It's all Seichel Anush. That's all it is. So that will never achieve the goal, the objective of a din Torah. A din Torah's goal is to make shalom bein the two parties. What the obvious difference is that when you go to a bezin to have a psak, when you go to find out what the halach is, we're not asking for seichel anushi. We're asking for what the Rabbanu Shalom wants a person to do. Just like when it comes to your day or chayim, other halachas, you do what the halacha dictates. So too here, when you're going to chayshim mishpah, what you're doing is you're trying to find out the halacha. Obviously, you would like to win. So if you lose, before you have the halacha. And if you win, you know that what's coming to you is al pi Torah. It's coming to you, you deserve. That's what Hashem wants you to have. So therefore you could have a simcha shleim when you win, and when you lose, you could swallow it, because you know it's coming from the Rebbeinu Shalom. So then it could achieve shleimus. It could achieve shalom beinish l'chaverei. Majenke na akoyis cannot achieve that. Means it, akoyis, besides the issa choma involved, akoyis missed the boat. And what it's in its goal. The point of Dinei Torah, the point of Shailas, is to achieve the Shleim, to achieve Shalom, to take care of Takras. And when you go through Akkais, you just miss the whole boat. It's like you don't achieve what the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted when he set up Dinim. All right. I didn't say that. Every person who goes into Dinei Torah should come out a happy camper. I didn't say that they do. But I could tell you that I would, Baruch Hashem, here in Lakewood, here Torah, B'nai Torah, I would say half of the Dinei Torah, even more than half, are very, very amicable, l'chadchila. And we hope, you know, loser loses, but he swallows it and the shalom. It accomplishes this. It accomplishes this, usually accomplishes shalom. With these happy laws, non-happy laws, I can't say that he has mamish kashem, shemavarachim ala, halatev kachim avarachim ra. I don't know if he has that madrega, that he's happy that he lost, but yes, he comes to the point that he can now deal with the other side. Usually it's the case. All right. We discussed last week Issa going to Arkoyis, different halachas. Basically, the Chaymeh Issa that's a Bezraid of Edezara, someone who does go has to be put into Chaim. Anyone who aids or abets the person who goes has to be put into Chaim, like a lawyer. He cannot be mitzarf to a minion. The place can bring down that if he knows he's doing something wrong, he's pasul la'edus ul'shvua. So if you're making a chasana, you have to make sure that the person who you are being mechaved edus didn't go to court, the chayna. And then we discuss a heter, or a mokum for a heter, is in Siv Beis, that if the person is a gavra alim, if he's a shver baldovel, then you should start the process in the din Torah. You start the hasmanis, and after three hasmanis, and the person still doesn't respond, still is not cooperating, then you have to take rishus from a bezin, and with that you can go to Arkoyis. So when we explain what's the underlying concept of rishus, it's machlekes, like some soifah, mashmois of the goyim is that now the goyim, now the Arkoyis is acting as a long arm of it's a shlichus of a bezin shal Yisrael. So it's kilu, you still lifnei bezin shal Yisrael. So you're not over lifnei, but lifnei Arkoyis. That's his pshat. And the other pshat we discussed from the Achayim is that the chalal, there's no issa. The whole issa was lifnei below lifnei Arkoyis, when you could go lifnei. But if you can't go lifnei, if it's not shaykh to go lifnei because he's not willing to cooperate, then there's no me'issa. So why do you need a rishus? So then we said that I'm sure Shlomo, others say it's a takona, v'yisim nekiyim, not to be a hefkevel, not to be gurim hezekas to other people. Different lishayin is exactly what the pshat and takona was, but then it's a takona. Now we find there are certain heterim where this doesn't apply. And I'll just mention a few. We mentioned one last week, very simple. The Oilam thought it was pashit. It's not so pashit. But if you go and you want to get a driving license, a marriage license, or something like that, you said a license, only a permit, whatever, things like that, to let's say probate a will, things that don't require, that doesn't involve a din between two sides. There's no machloikis, there's no din lifneim, there's no argument, so then that would be mutter. That's not considered going to Arkoyis. That's one. I'd like to mention another one, which is very common, and I would say many Akronim hold like this. It stems from a Rama Mipano, is that there are many poskim who allow to put on a lien, an equal, through the court system. Again, we're not going to dan by them, but just to enact a lien on the property of the person and then go to him with him, of course, within Taira, they allow that, claiming that putting a lien on the person, again, is not a dion lifnei. Lifneim, I'm not donning anything. I'm saying I have a taina, and until we mavar who's right, I don't want him to run away with the money, so therefore let's put a lien on the other person's property. Now you have to know if it's going him has acres, you have to know, so it might be other childers of Garmi, but also Issa, Arkoyis involved, they want to be matir. A lot of places want to be matir because that's not considered a din lifneim. Another important you say to know is that going to Arkoyis, I might have to pay to get to put the lien on, and if you would want to fight me, you might have to fight me and pay money to get the lien off. You don't have to fight me. Come to a din Torah, and if you win, the lien will be taken off, will be removed, and if I win, if I care.
So that means you can never charge for the lien, though.
What do you mean? How do you charge for the lien?
I'm not taking off the lien unless you pay the cost for the lien.
No, that we don't do, yeah, 100% not. 100% not. It just means that you're allowed to, now, again, if it involves other hezekas involved, just like an equal, a bezin has a concept of a lien as well, not all the time do we put on a lien on the person because the person has a taina. I saw by Rav Nissen in a number of cases that they didn't put a lien or an equal or different type of restraining order when he felt that it would adversely affect the nitva. Without any proof. There was a case that I saw there was a software companies which were fighting over certain programs, Torah programs, and one software company A was a Tevea claimed that software company B stole, copied part of their software, part of the Shas program, whatever, it was one of the Chalakim. And he requested a lien, and the Bezin didn't put on a lien. They felt that until it's proven, if I'm going to put a lien, now the person can't sell any software for 3 months. It's not fair to him. So until we prove it. So again, a lien is not, an eagle is not automatic. It's obviously the Firoi Seine Adayonim. I said, the Firoi Seine Adayonim. Even eagle, you see in the Chuvis, it sort of evolved more and more. The Marik already says that the Ramah, and the Achrim say, over time, it evolves more and more. But obviously, it needs a Bezin's call to know, is it Roy Lakak? Sometimes you put a lien on the property, you're not causing the person any harm. Yes, he can't sell the property, but come to a din Torah, we're willing to come. Very often a bezin would not put on an eagle unless the tevayah is prepared to come to din Torah immediately. It means if the plaintiff says, put a lien, and I'll come to din, I'm going out of town now, I'll come to din Torah in 3 weeks from now, then they jump in the lake. You're ready to come now, we're willing to put in a lien, so then we could settle it today, tomorrow. We want to have a lien on the other guy for 3 weeks for nothing, nothing doing. When you're ready to come to din Torah, then we'll have a lien on the guy. Okay, it's a good shayla. It's a very good shayla, but it's still different. The difference is in the case of the Ramah, where you're forcing, you're using the Akkayis' strength to force you to go to Bezin. There's such a thing called the stay. You have it that they force you to go to Bezin. So you're using them to be koyfet to go to Dine Yisrael. That's not permitted unless you get, again, you have rishus from a bezin. No, they force you other ways. They sometimes force you, for example, I'll give you a simple case. If you write in the document that you are makabel arbitration in a bezin, which is a very good idea, which we're going to see in Siv Gimel, if you makabel that, and then there's a dispute, a sikhsuch, and now one party wants to go to court, the other party could motion to the judge, please send us back to arbitration, because that's what we will makabel. And the judge does, and they put a stay. They force you to go to the bezin. It's very often. Just now we had a din Torah, and we passed in the bulk issue, the major issue involved. We were hoping the secondary issue will be memela resolved. It wasn't. The nitva went to court, and the court sent us back to us to pass in the secondary issue because it's in our jurisdiction. So there's such a concept of getting them to force us to go to bezin Shei Yisrael. That's what the Ramah says. If you lay in the don lefnei akum rachu kafei de akum. I know, but now you're using the court. Now the judge puts an order, and if the person doesn't show up to a din Torah, which was he knew that he was on, he would be contempt of court because it's now the court is forcing him to go to a din Torah.
To the court, what's the guy's defense in court is going to be that you don't have jurisdiction?
Well, again, if you have a defense, but you're going to get to that in a second. But I just want to know if I would like to use a court arm to force you to go to a bed, then that's a problem. Equal is nothing. I'm not forcing you to go to the entire. You don't want to go. Not only that, I'm not even asking the judge to force you to go to the entire. I'm putting an equal. Right now, you cannot sell your property. You don't want to go to court, fine. You don't want to go to bed. Well, I'm just telling you, you cannot sell your property till we resolve this issue. It is, because you're getting the goyim in the judicial process. You want to know if that's awesome midrash on the midrabanan? Could be some in the achrenim, might be only awesome midrabanan. But you're getting the goyim to be involved in the judicial process, which you cannot do.
If you're getting the goyim involved in the judicial process, it's not between a positive and a negative. Between one person saying yeah, one person saying no.
Well, Liz, you don't want to go to any din Torah, right? You don't want to go anywhere, and I want to take you. You hold your right, and you don't have to go anywhere. And I hold your wrong, you owe me money. And now I'm getting the judge to force you to get this issue resolved.
If he doesn't want to go to din Torah, then you're going to give him a hefker to go to Arkais. It's going to go back anyway. You're trying to force him to go to din Torah.
So go through the process, go to a bezin, get rishus from the bezin, and then get the guy, the judge, to force you, which we do. That's what we do. We get to Bezin to give you rishus to get the judge involved. In fact, not only that, in this case, the Safra Dadaina, which is like, has a lock of the Ramah, the Safra Dadaina even had to write a testimony exactly what took place in the first interior to show that we still have jurisdiction over the case to get the judge to force it to come back to us, and we're allowed to do that. It says, Yesh rishus lebezin leilik lefnei akum even, right? So too, we get involved and we get them to come back.
Big people.
Yes.
Very common.
You have to go through. I can tell you that Baruch Hashem, there are a lot of people who don't evict people unless they go to a bezin first. I can tell you that it's a standard procedure. Right now we're busy in the middle of a din Torah. To go to din Torah, send the hazmonis. Usually the guy responds and comes to the din Torah. If they don't respond, then yes, and you get a rishus to go to Akkayis. It happens. Now I know that Ari mentioned to me last night that in New York, there might be a problem to go to arbitration on being evicted with rent stabilization laws. They might not be able, it's like a public policy, something like that, that you can't waive your right. Okay, it could be. There are issues. There are other issues that, unfortunately, Baruch Hashem, you should know, realize your preface. Baruch Hashem, we happen to be well off, better than normal, is that even though we are not, even though we're not Yad Yisrael Tekif Al-Hakam. It means we are unfortunately in Galus, but they stand behind arbitration. There's such a concept called arbitration, and anything that the Bezin Paskins, they'll stand behind it because arbitration, with a couple of exceptions. One is child custody, and one is Yerusha. They feel that, you know, Kulahavda, just like there's a thing of Bezin, there's Avin Shah Yisayman, they feel that they're the Avin Shah Yisayman, so therefore it's a public policy, you can't have it arbitrated. And now Ari mentioned to me a third thing that about the rent stabilization laws, also a public policy issue, but by and large, things are upheld in court. It's like rubber stamp through. Confirmation of award is sort of just, you know, just the motions. The judge doesn't even bother with knowing the case. He just stamps it and it's all over. It's a whole one-month process. That's all it is. All right, let's...
Is it possible for someone to do tshuva on something
like this? Or is it
too complicated? To do tshuva?
They already did it. Already. You have to do tshuva. First, you're going to have to get mechila from the other party with all the haitzais that you are going to him. We mentioned last week that if you take someone to court, you owe him all the haitzais, all the legal fees that you generated, Asgarmi and Maisa. That's one issue. And then, of course, you have to ask him mechila. How to do tshuva? No?
Yeah, but what about he ruined his credit report? It's almost not shy.
What, Reuven ruined the Shimon's credit report?
Yeah.
Okay, Shimon's willing to be Meuchel, I'm fine. If not, I'm sure there's a price tag for everything, right? The guys will, yeah, you could buy out anything today. Now, once we're on this point about going to Akois and you have a Chiyuv, I really should mention from a different point of view. Let's say someone takes you to Akois, like it in. He's a Yid, and he, or even a Fry Yid, and he takes you to Akois. Now, there's an issa to go in Dan Lefnaim. The issa is to be nice of a nice and to, you know, put in your tainis. Are you allowed to defend yourself? So that is a Chuvus Knesset Yecheskel who says, yes, you are allowed to defend yourself in court. If someone's schlepping you to court, you're allowed to defend yourself.
Let's say somebody takes the involved in business dispute, somebody takes a lawyer. And the lawyer says, and legally, according to the Kaisho, once you got the lawyer's letter, you officially are aware of all these things, and you have to respond to the lawyer. Is that called taking cards, or is that called...
So the Paiskim discuss, if you send someone a lawyer's letter, just a threat, but you don't plan to go through with a threat, is that an Issa HaKoyis? Yes. It's... The Paiskim discuss it. Well, again, you have. If you don't respond, is it going to be a default judgment against you?
Not judgment, it's a legal letter. Once you have a legal
letter. If it serves your best interest to respond, then you would be allowed to respond. Again, based on this Knesset Yecheskel. Yeah, the fact, Libi Aimali, now again, I don't have a right to this, but sending someone a lawyer's letter threatening to go to Akoyis, it's Medama Milsa La Milsa, but the Gemara itself, but if you look at the Gemara, you see the Gemara itself is Medama Milsa La Milsa, should be just like Moshe Rabbeinu says, to the Rosh, Lamasakas Reyecha. He didn't hit him yet, but he threatened to hit him, Lamasakas Reyecha. And you look in the Gemara over there, you'll see the different Mishalim the Gemara gives, it's loved after by hitting. It's any time you threaten to do something which is Shalai Kedin, then you're a Rosh. So Lechayra, I'm not saying it, I'm just suggesting, that Lechayra, who Adin, if you send someone a lawyer's letter threatening to go to court, then you might have the same problem. At least, even if it's not a Nisar Kais, but at least this threat to do something which is asa. I recommend what you should do in the lawyer's letter is you say that you are going to pursue your rights and, you know, say parava, ambiguous lashonis, or write in a way that it's bein bedine Yisrael, bein bedine Yaakov, something like more general that could be koilel even to go to a bezin shel Yisrael. So I'm notifying you that if we don't resolve this, I'm going to resolve this in other ways. Now, I'm not telling you I'm going to go to court. I didn't say in the letter I'm going to court. I'm going to resolve it. Maybe my intent is to go to a bezin, so then I'm not threatening you to go to a court. But if you're right, you know, rachu b'tchagdani, you're going to court, I think that should be avoided. Now, in Knesset Yecheskel's case, that even though he says you're allowed to defend yourself, it still is wise. What you should do is mazmin the other party immediately to go to a din Torah. The defendant, instead of just going freely to court, should initiate a bezdin, a din Torah process, to take the tiveya to a din Torah. And I'll tell you why. First of all, very often the guy will back off and go to a din Torah. So then you saved an issa chama. So I don't know if it's your issa, but you saved Genesis, and maybe you'll have that chiv to save the person. I didn't see that in the Akhrainim, but l'chayra, if you could save matzal someone from doing an issa, l'chayra, you have that chiv. But on a more practical level, the Akhrainim have a shiloh. If someone takes you to court, you like it in, you allow, and he was goyim you had slice, legal letter, legal, whatever it is, the legal course, you have a right, you were goyim, he was goyim, you have a right to recap those fees in bezin, al-tkarmi, al-tmazik. But the Achronim of Mesupik, different Makleikas, Rabbi Bissamim, Yerikshai, Shuishai, whatever, a bunch of Achronim, the Mesupik, what happens if you just played along? He took you to court, he invited you to come to court, he summoned you, but he invited you to come to court, and you followed through with the invitation, sure, I'll go to court, no problem, and he goes to court. Now you want to take the Teveah for all the legal fees. Some Achronim say it's too late. Shtikah Kodah, you will mask him to have these legal fees. You mask him to be genizdik in such oifen. And therefore they say the only way to get out of it, sorry? But you could, so that's what they say, he has a choice. Make a macha, tell the guy I want to go to bed, and I'm not happy with what you're doing. I'm forced, but I very much would prefer to go to a din Torah. If you don't want to, look, I'm forced and I'll fight you to the end in court, but I'd rather go to a din Torah. And you initiate the din Torah process. By doing so, now you covered that at the end of the day, regardless of the outcome in court, you could always go back to a Beis Din to mun for the choice. And we have that right now in the middle of a din Torah that the person's munning the other party for a tzeis that it was nigram in court. It happens. We have that. But it's a eight. Now I'm not telling you it's again it's machlokes. But because of that, if you want to be covered, it's a good idea to start the din Torah process. Now, well, you have to really invite him. So yes, you would have to tell him in front of Tuaidim, I want to go to Beis Din. That's true. But you know, I can't tell him b'chashoy. I know, the Beis Din don't discuss that. I hear the Achronim say that you tell the other party in front of Tuaidim that I want to go to a Beis Din.
Why do I have to tell them?
I can't tell you why. I'm just saying what the Achronim say. If you're learning only on Shtikah Kodah, so telling him might take care of that. I'm asking. I don't know. I'm just saying what they say, and in the truth is that's what they say. So that, now, that's only for the carrying through. The first response that you have to do when you get a lawyer's letter, if you must respond, that response, he's chai for gami. That initial response, it's pittance considered to the whole court case. But that response that he forced you to do, that wasn't Shtikah Kodah, that he forced me to do, that I'm going to have to do. So what they are saying is that when you carry through and you go really to court and you have all your tightness and whatever it is, that you went through willingly, voluntarily, on that point in time, then you would not be able to collect for a tzeis. Maybe. That's the shailam. All right. So, you know, there are exceptions to the rule, but by and large, you have to go to a din Torah. All right, let's start with Siv Gimel. I should really preface, maybe as Akdomitis, I'm going to say over Chuvis or Ashba. You can look it up yourself, I'll even tell you where it is. It's in Chelik Vav, Simen Reish Nun Dalet. Maisa Shoya Kachoya, that Yaakov married Rachel, and shortly, sometime after the Chasna, Rachel was Nefteris. So, Api Halacha, Yaakov is Yerish, Nixay Rachel. Yaakov is going to inherit his wife. That's Api Torah. According to Dinehem, they had a din and a machus din. According to their din, the halacha was that the family of the wife, that means the father of the wife, the shver, will inherit all the nekasim of the woman. The only time the husband or the children inherit is when there are children. If there are no children, if the couple were childless, then all her nekasim go back to her family. That's their halacha. So what happened? The shver took the edim to court to mun back all the nechsem, everything that he brought in, everything that she brought in to the chasna, that he, all her nechasna, that he was yerush al pi din, he's munning back in court. And his defense is, dinum malchus adina. Isaiah Fairman is dinum malchus adina, that's the law, that's where we live in, Barcelona, wherever it was, that was the shailah. I would like to say over, if I can, some parts verbatim of the Rashba, because it's a very strong Rashba, so you see how wide this goes. So Rashba starts off, it's true, kol dovish abimam and tanoi kayim. If I make it tonight with you, ashen mechinim is makabel, let's say, tibichai ba'intin, or shoyel to be pata, or we had the Gemara says that a husband with a wife wants to be in masna on shekhsus voinus, on oine, he can't be masna, but on shevichsus, he could be masna, it's a dovish abimam. Anything that's negeya, that relates to money, a person, hakol kafi tonight, whatever he stipulates, that's the deal. The deal was done according to that stipulation. And who adin, he goes, he's Moisef Ani, Zot Rashba, that if you have something which is the minig hamedina, the minig azayf min, so that minig belives kilo hisna, even if you weren't masna. Hakol kafi minig, kol anesef anesef, that's a minig unesef anesef, like we learned in Shin Lamed Aleph, other places, that obviously everything is kafiat tonight. Pesachter Ashbo, when it comes to this, here it's not going to work. Now, say over the Lashon. Umikom Bakrim, Linud Kain, Mipneshu Mishpit Goyim. It's one thing to have a minig which evolved from the fact because it was always in your contracts. If let's say we have a contract that every term you have to give 60-day notice, a tenant has to give 60-day notice before he leaves. And that's how, and everyone was feeling like that for years, and then it became so standard practice that we don't even bother writing the contract, let's say, even if we get to. So the Gemara says, Darish Lashon Hedid, even if you don't write it, it's as if you wrote it, that is the minute, yes, you have to give 60-day notice, if that would be the case. But Zakhtar Ashbo, Linukein, but to have a practice, Mipneshu Mishpat Goyim, because that was their law. They enacted such a law. They decided from a judicial perspective, oh, Isaiah Daf Mentin, that's how it is. Yeah, it's right that a father should inherit his daughter, not the husband. Be'emes nirali sha'asa. To even be noig like that, it itself is an Issa Akois. Lefishu mechakes agoyim. You strengthen their chukim. V'zehu sh'zir atoyah lefnei goyim. This is part of the Issa. The Issa is not just to adjudicate yourself in front of a goyim, is to accept their laws. If you know you came because it's their laws, that itself is a nisar kois. And he continues, Vava Pishesh name, Reitzim Bekach, even though both parties are masking, Bush Dabashe B'momin, and it relates to money, you're still not allowed to do it. Shalah Hinicha Teres Ha'om. The Torah didn't allow its nation. Shulah Nachla Loi. We are, the Rabbeinu Shalom's Nachla. Arutzainim, just voluntarily, willingly, Sheyakru Es Chukas Ha'goyim B'dinayim. We are not allowed to do that. Not only that, which we learned last week, even to go in front of them, ledin. It's like a din toyer. They're going to pass in kafi adin. Even that is asa. Okay, and he's matmiya anu poi tmei mokum amishpat beirchem mokum toyer v'yisrun das. How is it shaykh eich nosnu yad l'chal dvorim elu shasrosim toyer shleim l'shalonu? How is it shaykh that you even allow such practices in your city? It's an era of Torah. How you allow such practices that the minig evolved from Chukas HaGoyim, that itself is an Issa Torah. Now, and he goes right, and he says, what about the person's taina of its dina de Malchus Dina? We hold the dina de Malchus Dina. He goes again, Leilik b'derke ha'goyim mishpateim chas v'sholom la'am kodesh linoi kocha. Chulila am kodesh b'neig like this. The kosher kain im ata, not only accepting the dina, but it's fakir from the Torah. Yesifu lechet lako nachlas ha'av al abonim. V'soymech, now this flowery poetic lushainis. V'soymech amushenes kon harotzat hazeh, this weak staff, this weak support. V'oise elo, and he does these things, mapul chimis ha'tayra, you're knocking down the walls of the Torah. V'oike shayish v'anaf, v'atayra, now here's a klala, v'atayra miyodik tivakish. The Torah is going to mourn its covet. He's going to stumble. He's going to get punished. Again, if he does it and he mourns money through them, he's a gazlin. He's going to have to give back the money. And even if he gives it back, Russian, he's still a Russia. And if you're going to use this, now he's showing how silly such a concept is. We had such a lawyer coming to our beds not long ago. Someone was represented, and the lawyer, and he was helping the person go to court as well. And we told him, we reminded him, we taught him that in Simcha Vav it says that it's an issa chomo, and it's an issa even on the lawyer. So he said, "But dina the malchus dina. We live in America; it's the law of the land. We go to a judicial system." From Noi McCain's Dr. Ashba, that you're relying on Dina Malkusidina Botlo Yerushas B'nai Abachar, because they don't hold of Yerushas Abachar. The Chala Nachlois, and not only that, they equate women's rights, they equate women, girls, sons with daughters with sons, with Tir Shabbatim Abonim, which is also connected to Torah. Ubechlal Oike Kal Dine Torah Shleima. And he says, if you're going to use this reasoning, Mahalonu l'sifrei ha'kodesh ha'mekudashim, who needs sifrei kodesh? Who needs svarim? Shechibulonu Rebbe, who needs Mishnayis, Vachar, Ravina, Ravashi, who needs the Gemara? Yilamdu et b'neim dine agoyim. You should teach your sons the laws of the land, the dine agoyim. V'yivnu lam bamas t'luyis, and build yourself these bamas, these mizbechas, bebeis, medrasei agoyim, chalila lo'tia, kazeis b'yisroch, chas v'shalom. Again, with a klal Hashem, atakar ha'toyo les sak. The Torah is going to mourn its covet. Well, I recently explained that Din Machuzi has no shaykhs to hear, and it's only in certain circumstances, specific circumstances, which is not bakal. One of the columns is it has to be a humna de malko, that has to be legislative, not judicial. It has to be something that they enacted. Humna de malko has to be something which is nageh to the rabbim, that they feel it's a takonis a medina. And some rishonim even say it has to be something which involves going, but they don't mind you arbitrate. Shalaika dinamim, it's not against public policy. Public policy, they mind. But something which is not against public policy. So, it's really, whatever, it's later on, the halach is on dinamakus adina. Alright, it's not really for tonight. That's, we'll discuss dinamakus adina other times. But the concept is that you can't be knowing their laws and accepting the laws. And even out the minig, and it was a vice, it was a widespread minig. But if the source of that minig came from Kukos Sayyam, that's a novel. That itself, to go with that minig, that itself, and you can just imagine how many things we do today because of the minig are going. I'd rather shudder the thought. But that's what the Rashba says, that itself is an Issar Kois. That itself is goofy, and the Mimela he holds, obviously, in his case, that the husband's going to yashin the wife, and the Shreya had no right to go to Agoyis. What's in the Ge'er? Because you'll see in Halakha Gimel what's going on. It's very common today, and that was what was common then as well, is that the standard contract, especially written up from a lawyer, standard contract says, and this shall be governed by the laws of the state of Delaware, New Jersey, New York, whatever it is, governed by a certain state, certain set of laws. You're being mekabel a set of laws of Goyim. That itself is Issar Arkais. To be mekabel such a set of laws is Arkais. Now we're going to see how we do it. I'm going to get to see how we're allowed to do such a thing. But that itself is against Torah. That itself is an Issar Lefnei Melo Lefnei Arkais. All right. Zok to Mechaba. Ha Mechabel Olav Bekinyin. If someone is Mechabel Bekinyin. Lodun. Lidoin Im Chaveri. Lefnei Akum. We make up a contract when we go into an agreement, whatever it is, a contract, a partnership agreement. We're going to go through the court of New York, or we're going to go through a certain arbitration panel, which is run by Goyim. I don't know, the AAA, whatever it is. So that itself is an Issar Arkais, even Pshar is an Issar Arkais, whatever it is. And we're accepting Arkais. Einoi klum. In Mekabel such a thing, it doesn't count. Also leading bifneim, and even though you makabel such a thing, even though that's what it says in your contract, you're not allowed to carry through with that. That itself is also. And not only that, you're afraid the guy's going to back out. So you put in a knas that if he doesn't honor this agreement in full, if he doesn't honor going to court, he has to give a certain amount to hain rav tztaka. This person who's going to be fined is still now let to go to court. And he'll have to be over on his nether, means he'll have to carry through and give the tzedakah that he promised. He'll have to be fined, but that's not a heter for him to go to court. The Yesh Mishaima, since it's only Mihuchas Nedarim, Shein Bezin Matin Mimenoi, we cannot force to take. Bezin doesn't get involved to collect the money of a neder, of tzedakah. El Medino Yisoy Shechal a neder Olav. But we do tell him that you should know you have a real neder on your hands that you're going to have to pay this fine. But Bezin doesn't get that. Bezin's not Yored L'Nechosav. That's, but it means, even though you're Makabel, even though it was written like that in the contract, you have no right to carry through with it. Now the Sma says, now what's the reasoning? If you look in this man Sifkotin Yud Aleph, he says, I'm B'tshuvas Harosh, and this might be the saving grace for reason why we allow to write such a thing in the Shtar. I'm B'tshuvas Harosh, V'atur Eviu, Shekosav Zel L'Shoinai. V'avapi, what do you mean? He wrote, Shekosav B'shtar Lodim B'dinei Akum. He wrote that he's going to B'dinei Akum. So how can you tell me that it's not Chal? Ein B'klal Zeh, his case was, L'gabi Halvor. We want to be makabel dini akum that shmita shouldn't be meshamit. So I know that it's going to be a long time. I know I'm going to be in Bezdin. I'm not going to be able to collect after shmita. So let's be makabel the laws of the land. By them, there's no such thing as shmita. So if you lend someone money, you're allowed to collect many years later, even after shmita. So that's why we wrote it. So I was makabel to be meschai myself, even though shmita passes. So he says, I was makabel to go. He says, embeklaz eshalei shamit. Your intent was never that you shouldn't be, that Shemitah shouldn't be Meshamet. That wasn't in your tent. She ain't a Kavanah Bezer. That can't be a Kavanah, because that's an Issa. That's an Issa Daraisa to go against the laws of the Torah. So what must have been your Kavanah? Elishum Alam, if he's an Ish Alam, like we learned in Sif Beis, Veloit Zayis Adina de Israel, and he's not willing to go to Din Yisrael, you wrote that to cover yourself, at least sheyachrichu b'din ha'akim, at least you'll have the alternative, you have the option of going to court. When you write that nusach, it doesn't mean that you're going to go to Bezen Shei Yisrael, to go to court right away. It means that if the guy is not willing to go to Bezen Shei Yisrael, then you have a right to go to court. That couldn't have been your intent. Now, Zok Tisma, he's medayik from the Chubiz Arash. The Chubiz Arash says that when you write that, you couldn't have meant it, because that's an issa. So you must have meant only Bo'if and Heta, only if the person was a Gavra Alm. Zok Tisma, but it's Mashma, Mizer, then the Dafka kosher cause of Stam, an ambiguous Lashon, you know, accepting the laws of the state of land governed by the state of New Jersey, Shiodim B'dine Akam, Umitam Shekosav, that's when we say, doesn't mean it, we're Taylor, it doesn't mean it, the Lois HaKavanos, Allah Avel Din Torah. Avel, if you say, Rochu B'tchaktana, you spell out clearly, Avel M'kosav B'feirish B'shtash, M'schayv Nafshay, Lord and Alkob Ponim, no matter what, even if he's not a Garvalim, you still want to go Lifneim, Moida, the Rosh will be Moida, the Rif, about Chumu, Shekosach, and Main Lamavas Kuzbezel, Lukalaza, Kinin, Tavla Kinin Dvarm. Havam Yesh Lamavas Kuzbezel, and Beyoda Laksa, but then Kinakala, Nukash, Jablo, Elzais, and Shkosh Gable Love, which means that if we can't be totally his kavana, he spelled out clearly where his kavana is, then it depends. If he's just accepting Stam to go Lifnei Akoyis, so that's a Kinin Dvarm. If there's no difference in their laws and our laws, then it's Stam Kinidram, I'm going to go there. Kinidram is not Chal. But if you bring Makabo their laws, and their laws differentiate, that they differ from Halacha, let's say by case of Shemitah, and I bedavka wanted their laws, I wanted that Halacha that they have, because that's I have an advantage by having their laws over Dina Yisrael, and I explicitly said I want to be Makabo those laws, even if he's not a Garva Alim, then it will be Chal, and I'm Mishchayv myself beginning, even though I did something wrong. He now let it do it. That itself is an Issa. But once you did it, the Kinyan is Chal. So the Sma says what you should do. Sma Samachalab says, the Bichai Gavno, you still have to go to Bezdin. But Bezdin will have to pass in according to the laws of Akrais, because you Makabo their laws. It doesn't get you around the issa of going in front of a judge. You still have that issa. So you have to know this is an issa. It's not just davar shebamamon. You're not being master, right? The shekso svoina. No, it doesn't work because you're being master keneged Torah. You're asking on Esma. You're saying, you're asking Esma. Okay, good. So the achrein grado. Let me first explain the Esma. So the Esma says that this will get you the ischayvus. The ischayvus was chal, but so what? You obligate yourself. You still have to go in front of a bezin to paskin. That. Sorry, with the kinyan, you're obligating yourself to pay even after Shemitah.
Nowadays, nobody makes a kinyan when they do a contract.
Well, maybe at shtar, if they write a good lashon hara, they say I agree. I don't know if I agree is a good lashon hara, but if I hereby obligate myself, something mischayv myself, so then the shtar itself is a good kinyan. Shtar itself is a kinyan. Now this is the Sma shita, but all the achrayim ask on the Sma.
Why doesn't
it feel the pasuk be because you mischayv yourself, you obligate yourself to the kinyan was chal according to their laws. The ma'aseh.
Sorry. You're not allowed to go.
No, you're not going to court. You're going to Bezdin, but Bezdin's going to pass according to the laws because that's what you obligated yourself. Okay. You obligate yourself on those laws. That's a shita sasma.
Who's right and who's wrong? The mele you're going to have to take. If I make a deal with whatever
that's
I want.
Not the paskin. If their din is, you know, for negative
thought, then. No, they're not paskin around their din. I make a deal with you, I'm going to give you $100 to Kia's car for whatever reason. So, and you're tying to me because
it's also to make such a tonight, but if a person made it already and explicitly spelled out, even if the guy's not a Garva Alam, means if he doesn't explicitly say, if it's just more ambiguous like we do, about that everyone's moita doesn't count, and as we pass him like the Rosh. But if you explicitly say, even if the guy's not a Garva Alam, I want those laws, I bedafka want that said, then according to Sma, you're obligated to follow with those laws in a Bezdin. That's a Sma Shita. But all the Akrenim argue, well, many Akrenim argue with the Sma, the Tumim and the Arkashukin and the Arachmish, but a lot of Akrenim, based on your, yes, Shmuel Chos Taino, that how can you do this? You're being Masna, Mashakos of Betoira. On Dovish of a moment, Tanaikayim. But here, if I'll be Masna, means it's interesting. If I'll be Masna, that I want to Shem Bechinim Lias Keshoil, if that's what I would be Masna, then call Kafir tonight. But if I'll be Masna, I want Hashem Echinim to have the laws of the Goyim. And the Goyim hold that he has a din to be Chayv Vayntzin. Since you're being Makabal, their set of laws, that's Asa. And the Masna, Mashakos Batei, because you're being Makabal, their set of laws, that will be Masna, Mashakos Batei.
I don't hold the laws and say, I want to be Masna, they got this. It's good. You don't do it as a whole, but do it separately.
Look, we done that. You know, the Oilam used to joke around. So how far do you take this? Can I say, I don't want their laws, but I want everything that's written in, you know, the New Jersey code set. Like where do you draw the line? But at least if you mean Kabo, their laws, out their set of laws, that you're not allowed to do. Some people say, well, it's the easiest to do because those laws are known. Let's say I'll give you a simple case. There's a, many years ago, I think we had this case in the real estate business, and you may be able to tell me, the brokerage firm, they're constantly sechsuchim between the listing broker and agents and exactly who gets the cut of the pie and which piece and whatever it is. So they wrote in their shtar, they want a certain set of rules that were established by the arbitration of the Real Estate Broker Arbitration Association, I don't know what it's called, but something like that. Sorry, commission or whatever it is. So that lechera could be a problem if they set up a set of laws. Again, if that's considered a set of laws, then you might, if it's considered chukei ha'akum, yes, and if you makabel those chukei ha'akum, that itself will be yasa. But the guy said, well, what am I supposed to do? I don't want to have, we're going to have, it's impossible to mention everything. That's impossible. To entertain, anticipate every type of sichsach we might have. So it's just the easiest way. I'm not doing it because I want them, Badafka. I just need a set of laws, and that's the only one that's there. So Gerada, someone came up, and I know there is a firm here that does it like that. Someone came up, is that there's a Sefer Mirisroel Grossman, who has Hilchus Metavchim, a whole Sefer. I got another one, Hilchus Metavchim. I think Mirisroel Grossman. He has, Yizikah has the same Hilchus Metavchim, but I think this was the one he was even Makabal, and he wrote in it. Any Sichsuch should be done according to that Sefer. Now, you want to know, go look up the Sefer and have all the laws. So if you need a set of laws, that's a set of laws of Pitaira. That's a different set of laws. But yes, the Makabal with that set of laws is problematic. That's going to be. But the saving, what you see from the Rush at least, is that the way we do it, we have L'chari Heta, because that's not our intent. If it would be our intent, yes, it would be Yasa. But it can't be our intent, like the Rush, so it's not our intent. My says, I'm not saying the Rush is Muslim. There are people who argue with the Rush and know that this is even a problem. But at least the Noeg, and we go like the Rush, if you have intent, all you need is for them to back you up, just in case you can't go to a Bez and Shay Yisrael, that will be fine.
Every credit card company, you see, it's governed by the set of laws.
Okay, but that's with a guy. So with a good, if you're going with a fryer person, we have this problem. You once asked me that, Shaila.
Right, but really I'm doing it. I'm going to have to be Tavayim if anything ever comes up. He might be Tavayim.
But you will still be Tavayim in a Din Torah.
Right.
Just if you can't get to a Din Torah, then you're going to go through our course, which you allow. That's the rush that you're allowed to do. Your kavanah has to be...
The fact that I left him open that he could take me lechatchila to put to course.
He probably could take it to a grace anyway, no?
You're right in the contract, though.
Right, you're right in the contract, but Dafka not. I don't know if that you have that here, but maybe you won't be masking to such a thing, right? Or if you, right, in your case, you don't want Badafka crazy, you want an arbitration, right? But you don't want it to sound like you're being macabre with their arbitration. So you had to create a lotion that you don't want the cause, you want arbitration. Any means of arbitration that will be clearly even a Bez and Shai Yisrael, right? Something like that. But yes, it's something that we should have a sensitivity because every single contract that we write has such a nusik in it. So you have to be some lave that's not your kavanah. Chulila, your kavanah really is to go to a din Torah.
So are we saying like the Rush that if you have this ambiguous lashon, that if he doesn't want to listen, you don't have to get your shoes back?
Oh, very good. One second. We'll get that to an sif dollar. Very good. Let's hold off. Now, why is the nedachal over here? L'chari, it's being oiker, right? I'm saying that I was makav to go to court. If I don't go to court, then I'm gonna have to pay whatever this nedalit stock to the zaniyim. So lechari, it's not fair. It's a dvar mitzvah. So doctor Smith, forget on these things. Lavel didn't tell you that a nedar is not kal, but to be mekayim didn't tell you a nedar is kal. For example, if you make a nedar that if I'm not makalu Shabbos, this is the mashal they give. If I'm not makalu Shabbos, I'm gonna have to pay tzedakah. Yeah, don't be makalu Shabbos and pay tzedakah. That the nedar is kal. That's lekayim divrei that you could have a nedar. But doctor Ra, doctor Kashukin, memela. Faket won't work. It's not only won't the kinin be chal, but you're going to want to be a smart act and say, okay, I know the kinin's not chal, but make a shvur that you're going to oneda, that you're going to go to our kohes. Even that's not going to be chal. You can't be make a shvur levat to lamitza. It's an issa lifnei v'lo lifnei kohes. To make a shvur, you're not allowed to do that. The shvur won't be chal. The shvur shofet. Okay, you're even making the shvur. The only thing that you could do is this type of catch. Which I don't know you want to do this because you're forcing him, you're going to put him in a pickle, compromise on halacha. But the only thing that was Machabit's case was to make a nether that if you don't go, then you're going to have to pay money to the stock. I said, that's fine. The nether stock is not lavel d'interior, that's fine. All right, let's do Sif Dalet. Dalet, shtar shekosu, a shtar that's written in it, shayukhulo taiva bedine akum. Again, based on this Trubus Harash, ain't a rishayla tova bifneim. You're not allowed to be deveil in front of the guy. That's not a heta. And not only that, v'mosa hashtar la'akum, shitve'enu b'dineim, you can't give an etzah with this guy. You can't go to court because the Torah doesn't allow you. I have a pasha etzah, I'll sell it to a guy. And the guy has no problem going to court, so he doesn't mind buying it. It's worth money because he knows he'll be able to collect in court. If you do it, the most ashtar lakum shit ve'enu b'dineim chayiv l'shalom loy koma shehisid yoyisim mimashu chayiv b'dine Yisrael. If you have a bad credit, yeah, it's only whatever bad still debt. Someone owes you money and you can't collect. What would you do? You're going to give it to a guy to collect, or you're going to have a goyisha collection agency, or you're going to sell it to the guy, and the guy is going to collect with it in arkoyes. You are going to be chayiv because of garmi a maisa. You gave something over to a guy to be able to mun in court, which is shaloi kedin, according to your arrangement with the person, because both of you were yidden, and all the legal fees that he's generated, even if they pass kedin yisrael, but all the legal fees that are generated to defend himself in court, which are more than the legal fees he would have to pay when he went to a bezin, you're going to be chayiv because that's shaloi kedin.
The difference or everything?
That I can't say. That I don't know. So it's mash only what's the difference. So that's what's mash. But it's a big difference. The legal fees in court is much more than the legal fees in a bezin. So you're going to be chayiv to pay. That itself is going to be chayiv. It's karmi. And we have that very often. We'll, if you have a Yiddish bank, for sure, but very often you'll have something, you'll have a chayiv on somebody and you have nothing to do with it, so you sell it to somebody else. People buy bad credit, buy, you know, bad debt, whatever it is. They do that all the time. And you'll have a problem. You're now allowed to give it over. You can have a problem on your hands. Rav Yoshev said, I have a ksav yad, that he says that, so get it to ribbis, but you see how it plays itself out. If I make a het to iska with you, which is very common what the banks do, even those which are shemitah mitzvah, they make a het iska in one document. And then they have a separate loan document, which doesn't mention the het iska, it doesn't reference it. And what they do, a few weeks into the loan, they don't really carry the loan. They sell it right away to a bank. And the bank doesn't know anything about the het iska. They're going to mun with the contract that they have, which of course they're going to win in court, and they will go to court if you default on your payments. Rav Yoshev said that if the loiva was not aware of it, l'chatchila, that you plan on giving it over to the guy, you're a maisa. You're going to be chayiv d'otzais, and you're a maisa. You're maisa mamun yisrael b'yarakom. Because he didn't have to pay if, let's say, the iska went south. He was only had to pay up, he had the iska, and also was between you and him, would only be in dinya yisrael. And you went ahead and you sold it to some bank. Sorry? If you what did you say?
You say that they between each other.
They didn't have a het iska between each other.
No, they did. Not the guy.
Oh, the two yidden did, right?
So why would it be more than what the bank is going to get out of it? Basically, get out of him the money that they...
I know, but let's say he's willing to make a shvu that the iska went sour, so he doesn't have to pay. That's open. The whole het iska is gebayt in the fact that the loiva has a right not to pay if the business didn't do well. And now the guy is not going to buy that excuse. I wasn't a partner with you. I'm not investing with you. I know that I lent you money, 6%, pay. You know, if we close on your house, we won't pay. That's it. At that point, Dr. Rabbi Yashiv, if the labor was not aware about it, it's going to be an Issa Messir, this problem as well. You're giving over something v'yarakum into a malva, a goyish, a malva, who's not going to honor the contract between you. He's not going to honor going to a bezin. He's going to go to court. So if you're not masking, the labor wasn't masking to that, there's going to be a problem. Hagot, v'chol zeh, and all this is talking about kishayuchu l'koyfe b'din Yisrael. That which we said, that even though you wrote that you're going to go to a goyisha court, you're now let it go, that's only if you still have the ability to be koyfe b'din Yisrael. He's willing to go to a bezin. If the loiv is an alam, like we had before, mutal l'masrei l'akam, you're allowed to sell the shtar to a goy. Now the ber ha-goyla, one second, the ber ha-goyla says, look in Mem, Ois Mem Mutal Masru Lakim, Ubinatilas Rishus Mi Bezin, Kamoi, Shinizbor Lelsev Beis. You're not allowed to just stam give it over. You're only allowed to give it over if you have Rishus, because that's what it says in Sev Beis. Even when you have a Heta to go to Akkoyis, you're only allowed to go with Rishus Bezin. That's the Shitas Beragoyla. A lot of Akhrenim argue with the Beragoyla, Rikivego, and others, and we go with the other Akhrenim. And that is, that's where the Tanai helps. That's what Mecha was trying to say before. That's where the Tanai helps. Means without a Tanai, and I wanted to go to without I have to go to Bezin, and if you're in a garvahum, I still have to go to Bezin and have three hasmonas and then get a rishus Bezin before I go to court. What's a tonight to zoid is you're makabel on yourself that if you're not cooperating as you're supposed to go to Bezin to Yisrael, then you allow me to go to court. So memela, I'm not going to be oiv any mazik or any type of shayos like that. So in this case, this is easy. I'm allowed to sell the shtar to a goy, because I'm not going to court. The goy is going to go to court. He has no problem going to court. So not going to be an issar koy. The only problem here would be the garmin, the meisa issue. Well, you were makabel that if you're not going to cooperate, I'm going to go to court. So the goy is going to go to court for me. He's going to court. He's going to have every right that I had to, in court. Mamela, there won't be nisar kois, there won't be nisar mesir, because you were makabel. So all I have to do is send you one hasmona lochay, that's all, it's mashmois. Just have to send you one hasmona to invite you to cooperate and voluntarily and willingly come to a bezin. If you're not playing ball, if you're not willing to cooperate, then I'm going to court and there's no problem. Well, I'm not going to court, at least I'm going to give it to a goy and he's going to go to court. Now, some achrenim say that that which the matter that you don't need a het hakoyis is only in this case of the Ramah that you're being moiser leyanakum. The goy is going to go to court, so you don't have this hakoyis anyway. All you have the problem is the mesira, the garmisha boy, and that you took care of because you were makambo that it's governed by the state of the law of New Jersey, laws of the state of New Jersey, or it should be they should adjudicate the case, whatever it is. But for me myself to actually go to court, some achrim say avada kuliyamus moida that avada going to have to need rishus bezin. Because, and others on Mashma know that the Tanai works even to take care of Rishus Bezdin. You don't even need Rishus. And the Chayra, it should be totally on the two Svaras we said last week. If the reason, if the Rishus Bezdin is fundamental to the Heta, like the Sam Seifa, really there's an Issa Akois no matter what. But when Bezdin gives a Shus, you're not going in front of the Akois. You think you are, but the Akois are really acting on behalf of Bezdin. So the Chayra, without a Rishus, you have an Issa Akois on your hand. That he was makabel to go to Akkois doesn't work. You're not allowed to be makabel to go to Akkois. Even Shneim Reitzim Mitzvah Nissa to go to Akkois. Not only that, we said in Siv Gimel, if you makabel, it still doesn't work. It's Masa Mashakos of Betayra. So Lachari like that, fundamentally, if it's a fundamental ingredient in the Heta, Avadi going to still need Rishos. But if the reason why there's a Heta to go to Akkois by Gar V'Alma is because there's no Dinu Lefneim Lo Lefnei Akkois, because he's not willing to go Lefneim anyway. So there's no problem of going Lefnei Akkois. It's only a takana. Some say it's a takana tzakilis. That's the lashon used in some tshuvas. Kadmoinim. Takana tzakilis, whatever it is, out of Yisim Nikim, out of, it shouldn't be a hefkevelt, you shouldn't be mazik, so on. You're going to go to court. The next guy is going to go to court. It's going to be a hefkevelt. So then you could say, look, if you makabel ahead you to go to court, and you're allowing to do so, one could hear that maybe b'chei gavna, they weren't goyim. That means maybe b'chei gavna there was no takana tzakilis. Because there's no v'yisim nekiim, I could show everyone, look, it's a shtar mefurish that you allowed me to go to court. So b'chei gavna, you'll have a het to go to, if he's a garva alam, and you invite him to come to the interior, and he declined the invitation, you'd be allowed to go to court even without a het abesin. Maybe, like that svara. But again, I said it's a shayla nachreinim, how vite to take this heta. But at least you're allowed to give it to a goy, and the goy could go to court, because there's no it's hakoyis on you for the goy to go to court. And as the mazik but he was makabo the hezek.
What's the chiddush of
Berger? $1 million question. Let the bear go, we don't know what the chiddush is. And economic. You'll have to say that must be in their times. You have that today as well, let's say arbitration, right? To a different alternative judicial processes then, we have it today. I'm just suggesting, but I didn't see this in print, is that when the person wrote that he's going to go to court, maybe he meant that he wants to have the koyach of the court, because had he not written in the shtar, maybe he would have to go on first arbitration, maybe he'd have to have trial by jury, so you makabel trial without jury, some things like that, whatever the nekudas of you makabel in their court system. But in Echanami, why was Magai yeah, you have to know what the kavana was, like the Baragoyla.
Yeah, the case before was El Yashiv. The Heter Iskah is a legal document. He can't just hand it over the loan to somebody else because it wasn't a loan. It was a Heter Iskah.
Yeah, but the loan document says it is a loan, and it's so, the loan document mentions loan and interest, principal and interest, doesn't reference the Heter Iskah.
Oh, so, no, you're supposed to have to.
But they don't do it.
Then you have to put a reference.
But they don't. But
correct,
but they don't do it. So it's a contradictive document, and we already know how the court systems do. There's a precedent in the New York court system. It's already brought down in the Paiskim, the Heintiger, Svarn. There's one, Rav Sternbach's Edim, just put out a sefer on ribis, and he mentions the history of the New York court system that they don't uphold a heter iska. So memelo, it's not.
But if you reference it in the.
If you reference it, then it's a shail if they'll uphold it. But if you don't reference it, they'll definitely not uphold it. And there's four reasons. I spoke to lawyers about it. Even though you have another document saying clearly it was a heter iska, they'll just ignore the heter iska document. They'll go with the loan document.
So is it mutter at least if you put the reference in, or is it you're saying it's a shail?
You should ask your paisik. It's really not for tonight. It's really in heter iska. We hope to get to it, but at least if you don't reference it, you're going to have a problem on you. They're going to go to court and win in court. All right, let's finish this up. Vayin lekaman simin shin samachtes midin akum amokesh tachoyv liyisrael liyisrael achem don hu bidin akum. Do we have the concept kilo mamokharishim leshena kol skusha tavol yodak? Had the guy who initiated the agreement had the right and schusim that he had in court? So now that I bought the document from the guy, I should sort of inherit, be in his position, and assume his. What advantages of going to court or not? We have by Niske Shechinim as well. Let's say Chaloin Kedenka Chaloin. There are different halachas. What happens if you buy a house from a guy? Do you sort of assume his position, his advantages of having open windows or not being able to close other people's windows, whatever it is? It's a shiloh amongst the Rishonim even, going back. But as a sikkum to this inyan, I think the Olam got a better understanding, a better feel, a taste for our koyis. It means our koyis is unfortunately an issa chomer. I mean, I guess it's fortunate it's a chomer and moyer. It's unfortunate that it's such an issa and people are not aware about it. And too often we take this issa too easy and we go with certain atayim or whatever it is. Halavaychi chach with atayim. Unfortunately, we go even without atayim. Whenever this evolves that you need to file a suit or defend yourself, you should definitely. It's wise. It's a good idea to come to any rav who knows the inyanim and to discuss what exactly you're allowed to do, what you're now allowed to do, because it is an issachom ad moed. All right, good luck.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.